And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 5th of February, 2012. It's the birthday of the novelist William S. Burroughs, born St. Louis, 1914, to a wealthy family, went off to Harvard, did not care for it, signed up to join the Army, but got a psychiatric discharge, worked odd jobs in Chicago, then moved to New York City, where he got to meet the beat writers before they were known, Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg. The three of them experimented constantly with drugs. Burroughs became addicted to morphine, sold heroin in Greenwich Village to support himself, moved to Mexico City, where at a drunken party, trying to shoot a glass off the top of his wife Joan's head, he shot her and killed her. Burroughs said, "I would never have become a writer but for Joan's death. It brought me in contact with the invader, the ugly spirit, and maneuvered me into a lifelong struggle in which I have had no choice but to write my way out." His memoir, Junkie, came out in 1953, and his most famous book in 1959, Naked Lunch. It's the birthday of the playwright John Guare, born in New York City in 1938, best known for his play Six Degrees of Separation, 1991. The title comes from a speech by one of the main characters, Wisa, who says, "I read somewhere that everybody on this planet is separated by only six other people, 6 degrees of separation between us and everybody else on this planet. The President of the United States, a gondolier in Venice, fill in the names." And it's the birthday of the writer and director Christopher Guest, New York City, 1948. He worked for National Lampoon's radio show Lemmings, then on Saturday Night Live, and then landed a part in the movie This Is Spinal Tap, 1984, about a fake heavy metal band. And after that, Christopher Guest began directing, writing, and acting in his own fictional documentaries, including Waiting for Guffman, about a community theater production in a small Missouri town, Best in Show, about dog shows, A Mighty Wind, about aging folk singers, and For Your Consideration, about actors who are fascinated by the buzz around their performances. Here's a poem for today by Miller Williams, entitled He Gets Around to Answering the Old Question. He doesn't see as well as he thinks he remembers. His fingers sometimes find it hard to bend. He often can't find the name to go with a face. Sometimes he doesn't hear, but decides to pretend. Weekends, week by week, are closer together. Sometimes he has to sit down to put on his pants. No lady seems to mind if he calls her honey, never grins, nor even throws a glance. Sometimes he's told himself what all this means. Every year some more of me is dead, but there's a lot of stuff still left to collapse. He started to laugh, but talked to himself instead. Think of yourself as a plumbing system, a clock. As soon as you're done, you start to come undone. It's almost interesting when you pay attention how working parts stop working one by one. So now you've asked me the oldest question of all. You want to know how I'm doing. I told you before, I'm dying. Been at it for years. Still, I think I could hang a few more calendars on the door. A poem in Miller Williams, He Gets Around to Answering the Old Question. From Time and the Tilting Earth, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.